Mr. Danforth says, I really don't believe.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's definitely a theological liberal, too. Of course, the article that Cal Thomas writes stands without Danforth being correct or not. Danforth is just sort of the comment that he used to jump off into some other things. So I don't have any problem with what Cal Thomas said, but as you said, Danforth is certainly not our friend in any respect.
He has no credibility. He's another, for some reason the press call him a conservative or constitutionalist, but he's really a leftist, statist.
Yes.
Old government type guy, and he just uses that title to confuse issues and to steal the votes of people who expect him to be conservative. And I also want to talk about the taking case before the Supreme Court. I think something that's worse than that they've been doing for years is the partial taking. That way they can take your, they can take part of your property and make the rest of you useless and not pay you nearly anything. At least with this decision, you'll have a chance of getting paid for it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, you got a great point. I think that a lot of these people up in New London, Connecticut, are looking to get half the market value for their property, and so that's better than getting nothing, I guess. And what you're saying is absolutely correct. Since the South Carolina Coastal Commission case back, I guess it was, it might be 15 years ago now, governments have been allowed to confiscate from people as much as 90% of the use value of a property without paying for it. So, for instance, in that case, somebody bought some land along the coast and planned to develop a hotel there. Well, as soon as he bought the property, the Coastal Commission decided to declare the entire area as a wetlands or scenic area or something like that, and basically told the guy, look, all you can do with this property now is put a walking trail on it and a few picnic shelters or things like that. You can't put a hotel there. You can't put water and sewer and electricity on there. Basically, you can do nothing but look at it, enjoy the value of seeing the place and walk on it, camp on it, hunt and fish on it. Maybe even those would be curtailed. And therefore, they said, we're going to allow you to own your property, but you're going to own it in much as a way you'd own a national park kind of thing. And the Supreme Court ruled against this guy, saying you still have 10% of the use value of the property. It's not been taken from you as long as it does not violate more than 90% of the value. As long as they don't take more than 90%, they don't have to pay you for it. When that ruling went down, America went into a tailspin, as far as I'm concerned. And the Kelo case is—it should be no surprise to any of us.
Oh no! It's just the press is making it sound it's the first step, to government control. But they've been at it for decades and decades, maybe even a century now. And I also read an article since Gideon too, but they were saying a lot of these court cases are presumed to be under the Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 powers. Exclusive jurisdiction, Washington, D.C., territories, that kind of thing.
Hmm.
And, of course, for whatever reason, it's favorable to the government, of course, but it's more towards territorial federal, they're assuming it's federal property, not sovereign state property, and which, of course, another way for them to pretend that it's perfectly legal.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. And, of course, ever since the Confiscation Act was passed by the Lincolnian Congress in the 1860s, the First and Second Confiscation Act, it's been downhill ever since. I mean, they essentially do treat all of real property in America as theirs, even though under the feudal system that we have today, states should be their own allodiaries, but in fact, the federal government seems to be the one that's in charge of holding all the allodial lands. At least they act that way. Great points, Paul. I really appreciate the call this morning.
Oh, I appreciate the great show, and y'all just keep it up, and we'll keep listening.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. We'll talk to you again soon, and we thank you for listening to Christian Worldview. If you'd like to get